SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My name is Kiralee Costello. I'm a Mandandangie Noonuccal woman, and I was born and raised in Rockhampton, Queensland. So I didn't really get to grow up with my family, like my Mandandangie family, who are out in Roma, Queensland, because I was raised in Rocky, but we got to visit them a lot on the holidays. So I've still been able to learn a little bit about our culture and family through my travels and the family that I did get to see.
Kis, thank you so much, and thank you for joining us on our NITV radio today.
Thank you for having me. This is so exciting.
It's our pleasure. You're an artist. Has that always been part of your journey?
No, actually, it hasn't. So my uncle was a really well-known artist out in Roma, and I grew up admiring his art, but he passed when I was pretty young, so I didn't really get to learn much off him. And I only really picked up a paintbrush when I was 15 years old, just for fun and to try and learn a little about it, the different symbols and stuff. But it was only when COVID hit in 2020 that I started to take it a little bit more seriously and trying to implement it into my actual daily life and, yeah, make it more of an identity thing rather than just a little crafty hobby. So, yeah, it's been about 4 years now since I've been painting properly, I guess I could say.
And how would you describe your style, your art?
I would describe it more as a contemporary style. So it's not as traditional as, you know, my elders painted and the paintings that I sort of grew up watching and admiring. But yeah, it's more of a contemporary style. So more of a modern hint to it, I guess, with more modern colors. And obviously the tools I use to, you know, just from spotlight. So everything is much more modern and contemporary than what my elders would have used. But I still do my best to try and, you know, learn the traditional ways and the symbols and stuff that my family do use. And yeah.
And what is your inspiration?
So my inspiration is definitely my family and, like I said, my uncle, whose pieces I grew up admiring. But when I create artwork, the inspiration specifically varies piece to piece because each story is so unique and different, whether it's for myself and painting to represent my family and where I'm from, or if someone asks for a commission piece, the piece will obviously be about their family or their story, whatever they want to represent. So yeah, it definitely varies, but I think my inspiration definitely started from my family and my uncle growing up and seeing his pieces.
And you're very passionate about sharing your culture. Can you tell us more about how you do it?
Yeah, of course. So like I said earlier, I didn't really get to grow up with my Indigenous side of my family because I lived with my mum in Rockhampton. But getting to learn little bits from my aunties and uncles when I did visit them, I don't know, it just really inspired me to want to learn more, which also at the same time made me want to share what I was learning as well. And my favorite way to do this is obviously through my artwork, because you can tell so many different stories through so many different ways, but also teaching the younger generations. So I worked for Deadly Choices for a few years in Rockhampton, and that sort of ignited more of a love to share my culture, getting to go and work with young Indigenous children and teaching them about our culture and having healthier lifestyles and stuff. So just getting out into the community really, yeah, inspired me to want to keep doing it more and in more ways, like my art. So through my art, I've been able to go and teach little kids about our culture and how to use their stories through art as well. So I think that's how I do it in my own way, as well as through just my art itself, through social media and any way I can, really.
And Kis, can you please tell us more about Gathering Bush Tucker?
Yeah, of course. So Gathering Bush Tucker was a book that I created through Education National. We partnered together to create a story, and it's one of four. So we've also got the Land Animals, Sea Animals, and the Rainbow Serpent book as well. And the Bush Tucker one is just more of a educational one for little kids to have, for schools to have in their libraries for the children to learn about. And yeah, it just teaches them the ways pre-colonization, where we would hunt and gather our food through fishing and collecting the food, and how we would make it, and the different types of food that we could have before post-colonization, where we've just got woolies and stuff. So it really teaches the kids the ways that we lived, and even some tribes still do it to this day. So it was a really cool way to be able to put that into a children's book to teach the younger generation that, our culture is still alive, and there's still ways to live and represent our people and have love and respect for the land and animals around us as well.
You have collaborated, as you said, on educational resources with Educational National. So can you please tell us more about that? How did that came about?
Yeah, for sure. So, like I said before, I love sharing my artwork and culture through social media. So that's how they saw my stuff, and they reached out and asked if I'd like to create a few pieces for some resources for classrooms and schools all around Australia, which was pretty cool. So I started by doing some designs for some children's board games and puzzles to be put in classrooms. And then from there, I guess they just really liked my art and what I stood for and everything. So they asked me to continue and to create the children's books. And now I've got classroom rugs and more puzzles, books, and yeah, so many resources. So I'm very grateful for the opportunity. It's been amazing. It's gotten my name out there, and I've heard a few schools have my resources in their classrooms, which is just crazy to me. I cannot believe that my artwork's actually like all around the country. It's pretty cool.
That's awesome. Another way, I guess, of sharing your culture and your art is you create cheese boards or you decorate football shoes. Can you tell us more?
Yeah, for sure. So I, yeah, obviously started just painting canvases and stuff, but a few years back, my best friend at the time, she painted my footy boots just with these leather paints, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever, and she encouraged me to have a go myself. And football is such a huge thing where I'm from, whether it's rugby league or AFL. So I painted a few friends' footy boots, and then it kind of, yeah, got a little bit popular, and I ended up painting the Carlton AFL football boots for all the boys, and that was pretty cool. And then one Christmas, I just decided to see what else I could paint, and I painted on a little cheese board, and I posted it on TikTok, and it got over 2 million views. So that became my next sort of project, was just painting cheese boards and adding a resin over it and selling them to customers even internationally, which was really cool. So it's been keeping me busy, and I love the variety of products I can paint on and use to share my culture. It's pretty cool because there's always something for someone, and I think that's what I love about it most, being able to share it in many different ways.
And you mentioned Christmas, which is coming. So, how was your 2024?
Yeah, it was good. It was very busy. I've had a lot of changes. I moved from central Queensland to Brisbane. So I live in a big city now, which is a bit of a change, but I'm still doing my art, and I'm looking for new opportunities everywhere I can. And hopefully, coming into the new year, I can find a job working with the community again, because, like I said earlier, working with Indigenous children is a really big passion of mine. So hopefully I can do some more work with some more schools. But yeah, 2024 I think was pretty successful and pretty cruisy.
Awesome. Kis, thank you so much for joining us on NITV Radio today.
Thank you so much for having me.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. bring your own ad, or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.